follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your life needs some figuring out? Well, let's figure it out together. Join your host, Tamaran, for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you live a more meaningful life in every aspect, from basic health to deep relationships and life direction. Now, here's your host, Tamaran.
Welcome to this fun-filled interactive hour with me, Tamaran. Today on my show, I would like to encourage my listeners to put all of their stressful thoughts and ideas aside and sit back and enjoy. Life is filled with endless lists of things to do, and we get so caught up in the pace of it all that sometimes we forget to just let it all go and remind ourselves about what really matters the most. Things like, who do we want to spend our time with? What do we want to spend our time doing, and how can we make that time more honorable and pleasurable? Those are questions that I ask myself a lot. And so in my crazy busy life, I've had to remember to take time out and smell the roses more and be more conscious of what I choose to do and what is best for my overall state of being, which is my health. And to me, that means mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional health, which is my favorite topic. So I'm asking you to take a one-hour break from it all. Let your mind be filled with ways to implement crazy fun ideas, better life-enhancing tools, tips and techniques to guide all of us into an overall more intimate, passionate, and enjoyable life by tuning into our bodies organically using remedies only from nature. It's a win-win for all of us. And most importantly, I'll be sharing my personal life stories and bringing on co-hosts and interviewing amazing guests who are also willing to pass down their stories of life challenges and triumphs so you are able to gain clarity and feel more compassion towards yourself and others. I love my life and I love my work even more. So listen up, because when you hang with me, Tamaran, your life will change, and it's always for the better. So I just want to remind you, if you want to call in, the number is always toll free at 1-866-472-5792. Or if you'd like to send me an email, please do at Tamaran, T-A-M-M-E-R-O-N, at figureitoutlive.com, or hit the email host button on my host page here at voiceamerica.com, health and wellness channel, on my show called Let's Figure It Out. So today, I don't have a guest. I actually have just myself on here. And the reason why I chose my topic today is because by the time I'm live next week, it'll already be October, and October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So I thought in honor of that month, I would do the show this week so that by next week, maybe some people will be using some of the tools and techniques that I'm going to be sharing today. And basically what I'm going to be doing is sharing some stories for you listeners, things about natural modalities. I know with cancer, even in my own personal life, there's a lot of people who I know that are still using traditional treatments with doctors. And I'm not telling you not to do that. What I'm actually telling you to do is, or sharing, is other things that you can use alongside any type of medicine that you choose, whether it's traditional medicine or holistic medicine, holopathic medicine. So these are some of the things I'm going to be offering today and some stories. I'm going to be sharing things from amazing women who have written some incredible books. So I'm going to be sharing information from Christian Northrup's book, A Woman's Body, Woman's Wisdom. I'm going to be sharing information from Louise Hay, one of my all-time favorites, You Can Heal Your Life. And I'm going to be talking about some of my own product. What I have here in Ontario, Canada, are my remedies called the Elixir of Life. And they work on the emotional body. And that's really what I want to focus on the beginning of the show here. But I am going to share some other really interesting tips for you guys so that you can understand cancer a little bit more holistically and what things we can do to actually improve the state of being for the actual client or the patient who has cancer, for friends and family members who are also dealing with the issue itself, because it isn't just about the person. It affects everybody who you are in contact with. So I'm going to start out with Louise Hay just because I love her work. I refer her work so often to people, and I bring it up on the show a lot just because why try and reinvent the wheel when you know something that already is working? When I read a lot of information from her book and people come into my store here in Ontario with specific health conditions, I generally ask people, have you ever done any emotional work? And to be honest, most people have a very confused look on their face and they go, yeah, I know. And, you know, people tell me that. But the thing is, the most common denominator is that they don't know what to do. And I had a conversation with a woman yesterday, and I said, you know, I can totally relate. Years ago, when I was having an emotional breakdown, I wound up in a counselor's office, and she looked at me, and she asked me about 5 or 6 questions, and within 10 minutes, she said to me, I know exactly what it is that you're suffering from. And to be honest, I was shocked because I thought, well, how can this woman know what it is that I'm dealing with when she doesn't know anything about me? And so what I realized was that now that she was looking at my emotional state of being. So she was looking at what were the emotional triggers that I needed to deal with in that moment. We all have stories. We all have things that happen to us. And I honor and appreciate that. But it's inside of the story. It's emotionally and mentally. What is going on with us emotionally that is affecting our health? Because that is the one aspect of health a lot of people don't know how to do anything about it. So I'm going to offer some tips and techniques. Again, I tell people, in my life, it takes me 10 minutes every day to just reconnect with my emotions. It's not that they're always bad. Sometimes they're positive, sometimes they're negative. But it's just the tool of understanding how to do it and how easy and simple it is to do so that you can look at yourself in a way to understand what it is that you need to move through, or do you need to find ways to help you, or do you need to find somebody who's already gone through or had the same emotion that they can give you some tools and techniques in order to move through it. And that's all I say to people. So basically, it's just the understanding of knowing yourself. That's all it really is. And when I learned that, that opened up everything for me, because it was this piece of the puzzle that I was trying to figure out. And once I realized that, it just everything just started to make sense. So that's what I say to people, 10 minutes a day. I'm going to be talking about that in a little bit more detail later on in the show. I'll be talking about the components of my 28-day program, which is a personal transformation program. It's called the Elixir of Life. In that program alone, it is teaching you how to reconnect with yourself. So this is why we're calling it it's an intimacy program. So when you can become more intimate with yourself and you can change what it is that you're thinking, change the vibrational energy of your emotional body, that's when positive things start to change in your life and you start attracting more positive things also. So you start attracting more positive people, you attract positions, opportunities, all that starts to happen, but it has to start within you yourself. We briefly spoke about this last week on my show, which was on the 20th. It was on my show called Tamron's Tantric Journey. But again, even sexually, you know, when you can change the vibrational energy of your sexual relationships or your personal relationships, whatever it is, it's going to change all aspects of your life. So this is the secret. It's what everybody's talking about. But we're going to show and teach you ways how to do it. So again, I'm going to get back. I don't want to get too far off track today. I'm going to go back to Louise Hay. In her book, You Can Heal Your Life, what Louise does is she breaks down specific illnesses or diseases or issues that people have, because over the years she found that people had the same common emotion or the same thought they were thinking, and the physical world, the physical body was showing up with specific illnesses and diseases that were common to what it was they were thinking. So this is how she created her book. So when you can go back and look at a specific physical ailment, you can see what it is emotionally other people were dealing with, and I guarantee you, you're going to be the same. And I have referred this book myself. I've had physical ailments that I've had over my life. I've referred this to family members, all kinds of people. So it really is fascinating work. So with cancer in general, cancer, what she states, is in order to deal with deep hurt and resentment. Okay? So basically what she's saying is, in general, what she noticed, a pattern of people who had any form of cancer, there was a deep hurt or resentment that they had not dealt with in their life. Now, when I read that, that resonated with me, because I remember about 8 years ago, again, when I was dealing with an issue that had happened in my life, it was about betrayal. I was deeply hurt, and resentment was huge for me, and I was actually getting a lot of my physical body tested, and the practitioners who were testing my body looked at me and said, "You are on the brink of cancer." That scared the living crap out of me, knowing at that time that I knew holistically I could change my body. I knew that I had to go deeper, that I still had unresolved issues. So when I read this in Louise Hay's book, I thought, yep, that's exactly it, because that is exactly how I felt. So I kept on working on myself. I knew I wasn't here to blame other people, because I believe personally that we're all here to provide challenges to each other. So it's an opportunity for the individual person to grow. So in this case, it was about my growth. It's about my opportunity. It's about my opportunity to learn about myself so that I can become enlightened. So I can let go of the blame of other people, and I can honor what had happened in my life. And now I'm grateful for those opportunities, because it taught me things about myself that I needed to get back in tune and in touch with. So for me, what was it that I needed to focus on? Well, to be honest, I needed to learn how to forgive. And it took me years. I kept working on it, But I finally got to the point where I was able to forgive. I did share this story, my personal story, on May the 10th, I believe. No, not May the 10th. I'm sorry. I'll have to give the date later in the show. I do have it. July the 5th, it is. Overcoming Betrayal was the topic of my show, and the remedy was forgiveness. So if you want to hear what it was, it's actually a chapter of my book. I'm writing a book. People love to hear my stories. My life is filled with crazy stories. Sometimes it makes people cry. Some people makes people laugh so hard they're crying. My life certainly is interesting. There never is a dull moment. So I actually have a copy of that chapter in my store, in my center here, and I can't even take it down. I have so many people reading it. They buy copies of it. They're waiting for the whole book to come out. So again, it's true. I wasn't focused in the chapter on dealing with the person that betrayed me. I was dealing with how I helped myself to overcome it. So it really is a great story. So tune into that. Again, the July 5th show called Overcoming Betrayal, if you want to hear more. So in that chapter, I shared that I was really stuck. So if you find, or if you know someone who's really, really stuck on an issue of resentment or deep hurt, I'm encouraging you or that person to really learn how to forgive. But if it's not happening overnight, if maybe this is something you are understanding that you need to do, I am going to suggest my personal remedy line, which is called the Elixir of Life, and there is an actual specific remedy called forgiveness. You can go to my new YouTube channel, which I've set up. It's basically to be focusing on what we're going to be talking about weekly on the radio show or anything I'm referring on my show for a video for you guys to go and find out further information. So that YouTube channel is called Let's Figure It Out Live by Tamaron K. And that's my name here on the show, Tamaron, T-A-M-M-E-R-O-N, and then my last name initial K. So go to the video called Elixir of Life Remedy. It's just a short video. It's about 2.5 minutes long. And basically, that remedy is it's water that's been energetically enhanced, and it's been enhanced to create a very specific vibrational energy in your emotional body. So you'll see it in the video. When you take 4 drops of this remedy and you add it to water, you're going to drink it, and that water gets infused right down to your cellular level. It gets right down to your DNA, and what it's going to do, it's going to change the vibrational energy of your physical body. And what that does, it affects all the body. So it affects your mental body, your emotional body, physical body, and your spiritual body. Okay, we can't see everything. We can only see the physical body, all right? So it works on all 4 levels. It's fascinating work. I have amazing testimonials of people. We're going to have the testimonial videos uploaded as well. And we've got lots of written testimonials from people. I get emails, text messages almost every day, people taking my remedy and how it's changing their life. Basically, it's just grounding people so they get out of the stress mode, so they can really hear themselves think. And then you know how you can move forward. So there are very different ones. I'm going to be talking about that on the show today. So again, that is huge with Louise Hay talking about that. So it's not going to be long before I go for a break. So I'm not going to get into too much detail about what I'm going to talk about next, but go back to what I was saying there was when someone said to me, you know, you're on the brink of cancer, I was terrified. And when you look at just cancer itself, whether it's someone in your family, whether it's you, a good friend, basically right off the bat, cancer is a shock. And that concept makes us very fearful in the beginning. So it's literally like our brain is spinning. We don't know what we're going to do. You know, it's like you're thinking of all kinds of things and you just can't stay grounded and focused. And that is key. People need to get grounded. Getting grounded means literally staying connected to the earth. So use in my own life, anything that I ever used from nature is going to ground me. So basically what that means is eating foods that are in their whole food form, organic food, nothing with chemicals, okay? It has to come straight from nature. Walking on the earth in your bare feet keeps you grounded. Drinking water can help keep you grounded. A lot of people don't understand that their body needs energy. It needs to stay hydrated. Your brain needs water. Your colon needs water. We did a show on water as well back in May. Again, the name of that show was You're Not Sick, But You're Thirsty. So using things from nature, using healing modalities that are natural, we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show, will keep you grounded, and remedies, essences, anything that comes from nature is what we're going to talk about. So I'm going to get right into remedies right after the first break because we're just about ready to go, and I'm going to talk about some of the very specific emotions that comes up for the client, the family, and friends, and we're going to talk very specifically about each emotion and what remedy that I would suggest. Again, these are my own personal remedies, but they are very, very effective, and so we're having a lot of fun with them. So I'm going to get into that after the break. So that's what we're going to do now, and we can get into some depth and some fun information about you guys, about that for you guys. So I want to remind you, this is Tamaron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more great holistic information about cancer after the break.
your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Step up to the microphone. View the finalists right now on VoiceAmericaKids.tv. America's next great star is waiting to be discovered. Step Up to the Microphone is an exclusive presentation for VoiceAmerica.tv, where you can see and hear America's next top child star. The program is hosted by Voice America's own Cassie Frazier, and new episodes will be available every week exclusively at VoiceAmericaKids.tv. You can say you saw them at the beginning of their superstar career. Tune in to VoiceAmericaKids.tv.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. I have no guest today. It's just me. I am my own amazing, awesome guest today. And the focus today is breast cancer awareness and offering tips and techniques to help you in your journey or someone that you know. Just some holistic modalities to, you know, help keep you grounded, help deal with your emotions. And I'm going to share some foods and some natural things as well near the end of the show. People do enjoy it when I do that, but there's so much information out there, and I just love to pass down knowledge. I also love to share quotes, and this one is by Stephen Covey, and you know, I've shared this before on my show, but today it does feel appropriate to say this again. And it says, "We are not human beings on a spiritual journey. We are spiritual beings on a human journey." So again, you know, if you're struck with an illness or disease or some high stress in your life, you know, there's a reason why it's happening, and you can turn that challenge that you have into a very spiritual, beautiful experience. And I'm going to share some stories today as well. So sometimes it's a big awakening for people. I've had things in my own personal life that really woke me up as well. And to be honest, my breakdown in 1999 was the day my father died. So, you know, just what I had to deal with that day, watching someone die, changed my life. And I just decided that I wanted to live a healthy life because I wasn't going to go down the way I saw my father go down. I thought, you know what, I want more out of my life. So that was enlightenment for me that day. So I can certainly relate to other people's stories as well. Always remember, if you have questions or comments and you want to call in during the show, you can call in at 1-866-472-5792. You can email me at tamron@figureitoutlive.com, or you can always email me by clicking on that host button page on my host page here on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, and that does come directly to me. It doesn't go to the radio show. Again, if you feel connected to me, I also offer private consultations. You don't necessarily have to come to my office here in Ontario, Canada. The show is live all around the world, so what we can do is we can connect over the phone, and I can offer you some advice or some natural remedies that I would suggest as well. So you can always do that and contact me through email. I have my Elixir of Life 28-day personal transformation program. We run this program. It's an intimacy program. I'm going to be talking about that a little bit more in the show in detail as well. But just to let you know, we run that every 28 days as a group. So the next program date is going to start on Thursday, October the 11th. So it's coming up soon. And listen up to the end of the show, because you always have an opportunity to try and win to be in this 28-day program. So you got to stay tuned to the end of the show, and I tell you all the details on how you can actually win to be in that. And you can enter that contest once a month. So sometimes we get people trying to get in each month. So it's good, because it's good feedback, and people are learning from my show and everything that I have to offer. So before the break, I was talking about some of the emotional components to cancer. Again, I love to stress emotional work, just because I find in general, and for me in my own personal life, that I didn't know how to deal with my emotions and my emotional body. And when I did start learning how to do that, it literally changed my life. I can't stress this enough. Our emotions are very, very powerful. And I believe that they are the root cause of illness and disease. So when we can tap into what's really going on with someone, we can change lives and we can live healthier, happier lives. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that right now. Like I said before the break, when we have cancer enter our life, it is a shock, and it really does make us fearful. There are just so many things that we are thinking about when we hear that word cancer. I'm going to talk right now about remedies. So remedies are not a treatment for cancer, but they can help our feelings at a time when much help is appreciated, especially if it helps us feel better. Although cancer affects our physical body, the fear and the worry can affect our minds. And we now know that positive thinking and feelings affect the flow of neural chemicals in the body and help the immune system work more effectively. So in short, if we feel better, we heal better. Our feelings need support from the very moment we are given the shock of a diagnosis. So let's take a look at the journey over months from diagnosis through treatment and the return to a normal life, because this is what a cancer patient or what cancer is going to do to a unit of people. So remedies are now known to help the resolution of stuck emotions and frames of mind. They work on our invisible software, our thoughts and feelings, to retune and rebalance us back to ourselves again. So how often do you hear, you don't look yourself? Well, remedies help bring us back to ourselves. Like I said earlier, they ground us. They bring us right back into the body. They have no direct effect on the physical body and are absolutely safe to take alongside any other treatment you may be using, whether that is surgery, chemotherapy, radiotherapy, or any complementary therapy. Okay, so these are completely safe. They come from nature. They don't affect anything. The initial shock always needs healing. So from day one, if you need a remedy to calm you down and allow your body to become grounded and refocused, then I would start with my main remedy called the Elixir of Life for all family members. So what that remedy does is it basically, like I said, it grounds people and it brings you back into your body so that you can hear what it is that you're going through. When you can hear, when you take the time to listen, that's when you can reconnect. That is one of the main problems that we have as society, is we don't take time for ourselves. This has become my ritual every morning. I literally get up, I do what I have to do physically, and I sit down for at least 15, 20 minutes. For me personally, that's how long it takes. For other people, they say 10 to 15 minutes, they can do it. But basically what I do is I think about what it is that I'm feeling. Sometimes I can remember some of the dreams that I was having. So in the moments of crisis or trauma or something that took my breath away in my dream, I have to ask myself, what was it that I was feeling? Now, it can be positive and it can be negative, but once you understand what it is you're feeling, then you can acknowledge it. And once you can acknowledge it, you can let it go. But if you didn't know what it was in the first place, you're still going to keep running around feeling like you're on this wheel that never, never ends. So I'm encouraging you to take the time to actually do that. I also journal, and I don't journal for hours and hours on end. Basically, I journal. I have a journal book that I created. It's very specific. It is a bonus if you do join my 28-day program. In that journal, what I do is I write down what is the emotion that I'm thinking. And I also make a small note of what's going on in my life at the time, because I've noticed over the years that I have a pattern of behavior. And it is usually a year cycle. And with me being Capricorn, so I'm born in January, believe it or not, I actually tend to follow the cycles of the earth. So right now, personally in my life, I have been decluttering, reorganizing, trying to get rid of things that no longer serve me, things I don't use. I'm giving things away to people. I'm bartering things with people. So I might need something so I can barter maybe something that I have, but I'm slowly getting rid of things that no longer serve me. If you've been looking at something for a couple of years and you still haven't done anything with it, I suggest think about doing the same. Sometimes we get caught up in so much of our life that there's always this endless list of things to do, like I talked about before, and it overwhelms us and causes stress and anxiety in our life. So focus on what matters most, and you can do that by decluttering and getting rid of some of these things that you never did ever get around to doing, or decide to finally do it. Just do it and make that your focus, and then find some more pleasure in your life as well. Okay, so let's get back to the actual remedies. We talked about the initial shock. So again, I would just encourage anybody or a family member to just buy the basic remedy called the Elixir of Life. That is what I call my mother remedy. That's the one I suggest people use first. And with that, they're worth continuing taking for several days or even weeks to get full benefit. Sometimes people take them for a day or two and they go, I feel better. And I go, no, you need it longer. It took you a long time to get into that state of mind. So do yourself a favor and continue to take it and go deeper and deeper and deeper into your own body. Your body is a fascinating book of knowledge. And the more you learn about yourself, you'll be able to function better in your life too, when you can understand your own strengths and weaknesses, and you can use that in your relationships of everyday life as well, whether it's your kids, your family, your coworkers, or whatever. When you know what irks you, when you know what makes you happy, when you know what makes you sad, if you know that about yourself, you can say that to your partner. You know, if you do this, I like it. If you do that, I'm not going to like it, and I'm not going to appreciate it. So, and as long as people know, then they have a heads up. And that is what intimacy is really all about. And that is what happens when you're in my program, my intimacy program for 28 days. It will happen naturally. And again, by taking my remedy, that's what you're going to do, is you're going to become grounded and you're going to reconnect with your emotions naturally, because this remedy has just been infused energetically into water. So it will become a natural process. It's fascinating, but it does work. Okay, so like I said, when you continue working with this for several days or even weeks, you'll get full benefit, and it will start to heal the nooks and the crannies of the negative emotions from deep within your mind. Okay, so when you take it, the sense of groundedness can be there. If you want to go deeper into an effective shock, if you're finding it's not enough for you, then I'm going to suggest using my Elixir of Life remedy, but it's very specific. It's called courage. Okay, so when you have the courage to deal with things, if we've got cancer facing us right smack dab in the middle of our life, it's going to take a lot of courage to keep yourself strong. There are going to be so many people trying to offer you advice, tell you what to do, and to be honest, you have to learn to trust your own wisdom. Trust your intuition and have the courage to move forward. So I have actually created a remedy called Courage Itself, a very, very powerful remedy. Okay, so let's go back. What else is going to happen? You know, with that fear being a big issue throughout the treatment, you know, it's going to stay strong because, like I said, the fear of knowing what could happen, the fear of not knowing what could happen, there are two types of fear, the known and the unknown. So if you're really struggling with fear, the remedy that I'm going to suggest is by taking a combination of remedies. I have 9 different remedies, actually, so we're going to talk about different ones here today. So if you take my Elixir of Life remedy called Hope, I'm going to suggest hope, I'm going to suggest trust, and I'm going to suggest faith as a combination if you are really caught up in fear. Okay? Now just think about those words. You know, if you do have hope for the future, that's not worrying about what the unknown is, you know, and have trust in it and faith. I'm going to go back for a second and I'm going to talk about that quote that I said from Stephen Covey. We are not human beings on a spiritual journey, but we are spiritual beings. I can't say that word today. We are spiritual beings on a human journey. There is a reason why people are having a health crisis. It's because we are not living authentic lives. Okay, we're living in ways that aren't complementing our authentic self. So we might be doing something that is not true to ourselves. It's not giving us pleasure, or we are not learning how to deal with issues in our life. Okay, so you know, by having some hope and some trust and some faith in your emotional body, it's going to give you what you need to start working through some of these issues. Okay, it's not hard to deal with it, but, you know, we do on some level need to start dealing with these emotional issues that we have. So, again, inevitably, what's going to happen if we have the cancer? There are going to be days where we are going to feel an actual sense of despair, and I get that. Life isn't a straight line, and it never will be. So you're going to have your good days, and you're going to have your bad days. So when you're having a really down day and your confidence might be knocked down, sometimes we start thinking about mortality and, you know, you're going to feel down. And I see that happening. So I'm going to encourage you to take the Elixir of Life, the combination of joy and acceptance. All right. Now, joy might seem like an odd word here when, you know, you're in the hopes of despair, but it's going to uplift you to pull you out of that. All right. And you're going to accept what's been given to you and you're going to be able to work through it. We are never given anything we cannot face. When we don't believe in ourselves and we don't believe we can do something, that's what you're going to get. That's what they talk about. The mind is a very powerful thing. You go back to the children's stories, you know. What was that train? I can't remember the name of that book. You know, I think I can, I think I can, about the little train trying to get up the hill. If you think you can, you will. If you think you can't, you won't. So just know that the tools and the people are going to show up for you if you just believe that it can happen. It's not about knowing how. It's not about knowing why. It's just believing that you can overcome anything that you're given to. We hear lots of testimonials of people and how they've recovered from all kinds of things. So I want people to start learning. You really got to watch what you're thinking. So if you need that, if you need this sense of joy to come back into your life, I'm going to encourage you to buy the Elixir of Life called Joy. Okay, so what else? Other feelings we can feel are, this is going to be a big one, it's not fair. And boy, can I relate to that one. There was a time in my life when I literally would say to myself, why me? Like, why did this happen to me? And I, you know, I took many years. I was reading books. I was struggling. It was like, why did I get dealt this in my life? I, you know, they talk about karma. They talk about, you know, you get everything because of maybe other lifetimes and stuff. And I thought, I couldn't imagine me doing something to deserve what I was dished out. I mean, that's what I would think, not even knowing what that meant, or even if it meant anything at all. But that is the mantra I was saying in my head. So if you're feeling that way, or even if you have a sense of bitterness or resentment, I would highly encourage you to take my remedy, the Elixir of Life, called forgiveness. It never, anything that happens to us is never about us. And that was a huge lesson for me to learn, that some of the challenges that I went through in my life, and things that people said to me or things that people did to me, I thought it was because it was something I did to them. And the truth was, everybody deals with things in different ways. So if you're not understanding why something's happened in your life, I'm going to encourage you to let go of it. And just forgive the person who hurt you, who did you wrong, because we are not perfect. And forgive yourself for allowing yourself to get into that situation. Sometimes we don't need to know all the details. We just know that we need to let it go. So I think what I'm going to do is actually share a story right after the break out of Christian Northrup's book, because she really goes into detail about this, or not into detail, but she does talk about, you know, how people can just walk away from something and literally their life can completely change. And so the last one we want to talk about is, you know, feeling tired over the months in treatment and recovery. And so if you're feeling really run down and, you know, you're still in that mode of trying to please everybody else and not taking time for yourself, if you're ignoring your own soul's needs, I'm going to encourage you to stay focused and grounded and to set some boundaries about yourself so that you can heal and you can still be in these people's lives. So a good remedy to keep you focused probably would be the Elixir of Life combination of love and compassion. So those are the two remedies that I would encourage you to take together so that you can have that sense of boundaries around you. All right. So basically that is the essence of what I've got. And dealing with all the emotional components that I believe people are going to go through. So what we're going to do now is take a quick break. And when I get back, I'm going to share a story out of Christian Northrup's book, because I think it might inspire some listeners today. So I just want to remind you, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more after the break.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you tired of waking up unhappy and craving a different life? Do you want to make changes and you don't know how or who to turn to? Well, I remember feeling the exact same way. I thought no one would understand me. Yet all I really wanted was some real answers about my life. Finally, I received them. I began to feel confident again. I was seeing my life from a whole new perspective. If you want to learn how I figured it out, join me, Tamron, in my signature program at figureitoutlive.com, and together we can.
There are a lot of health questions that your doctor doesn't always seem to have the time to answer. Every week, you can have these questions answered and find out a lot more about how to improve your health on Getting Real About Nutrition with Lisa DeFazio. You'll talk to Lisa and her guest experts about diets, meal planning, healthy food ideas, and medical issues. We'll also talk about foods to avoid, allergies, and supplements you should or shouldn't be taking. Listen every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. And today we are talking about breast cancer, and it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month next month, which will be October. So I decided to do a show today because next time I come on next week, it will already be October. So there's a lot of issues that we deal with as a unit when somebody does have cancer. So I did talk about some of the emotional components the first half of the show here. So now we're going to be talking about some other things as well, things that can help people. So I just want to remind you, if you do want to connect with me, you can email me at tamron@figureitoutlive.com, or you can click the email host button on the host page here on Let's Figure It Out. And stay tuned till the end of the show, because you have an opportunity to win to be in my 28-day program called the Elixir of Life. It's an intimacy program. And if you stay tuned till the end of the show, I tell you the details on how you can actually win to be in that program, because it's a value of $1,400 Canadian. It's a great program. We do it for 28 days as a group, and amazing results come from that with people who work together as a group with me. So you get me for 28 days. I love to share quotes again. So I don't know who did this one, but it says, sometimes when things are falling apart, they may actually be falling into place. And I'm going to use that because I'm going to share a story from Christian Northrup's book. I've had this book for, at least 10 years now, and she wrote it long before that. She's had revisions over and over. She does amazing work. This book is called Women's Bodies, Wisdom, Wisdom. You know, she's got stories very specific in here to women who actually had breast cancer. And like I said at the beginning of the show, different illnesses and disease sometimes seem to have a pattern of very specific energies, very specific thoughts and emotions that show up in the physical body. So this story here I'm going to share because I just find it so appropriate. And this lady here, it says, first I'm going to say Carolyn Miss. She refers to Carolyn Miss a lot, who was another one of my big gurus. And she states that other healers teach that cancer is the disease of timing. It can result when most of a person's energy is tied up dealing with old hurts and resentments from the past that they can't seem to release. So those old hurts need a witness, someone who validates the wounds before healing can begin. So our relationship to time can and does make us sick. Time is not a river. We all have the time that there ever was or ever will be right now. So linear time itself is an addictive construct. In a materialistic addictive culture, we learn that time is money and that we should spend each minute of our lives accomplishing or producing more and more. Instead of enjoying moments that we have and living our lives fully, we are instead taught at an early age that there is never enough time. We are always running out of time. Far too many of us suffer from hurry sickness. We rush around, our hearts beating faster, feeling that there is too much to do and not enough time to do it. The state of our bodies and the cells that constitute them reflect this. Okay, so they're talking very, very specifically about breast cancer here. So there's a story here of a lady called Monica. I'm sure they've used a pseudonym, but it doesn't matter. They called this story The Summer of Healing. So it's a short story, so I'm just going to read it because I think a lot of people are gonna feel this. Monica was 48 when she first came to see her. She had recently had a positive biopsy for breast cancer. Her general surgeon wanted to do a mastectomy as well as remove the lymph nodes from underneath her right arm. Monica and her partner owned a used bookstore and ran a service for procuring hard-to-find books. Both of them had read extensively on the topic of breast cancer. She objected to the mastectomy, and after full discussion, the surgeon stated that he felt comfortable doing a lumpectomy. However, he found that her tumor margins were not clear on the specimen, leading to a concern that cancer cells still remained. Monica and her partner had been to see an oncologist and knew that chemotherapy was a standard recommendation for her type of cancer. But they wanted to find out about other things that she could do in addition to conventional treatment. I suggested to Monica that she could switch to a diet that would lower her circulating estrogen levels and apply castor oil packs to the affected breast to enhance her immune system functioning. I stressed that these measures were not considered cures in a conventional sense and that they hadn't been studied nearly as well as surgery and chemotherapy. She understood that. I told her that it was imperative that she spend the next few months learning how to take care of herself and to do things that brought her pleasure. She and her family left to consider all her options, and I planned to see them 3 months later in September. When Monica returned 3 months later, she looked 15 years younger and was radiant with health. I asked her what she had done. She told me, "When I left here, I knew I had to change my life. This summer, I decided to do whatever felt wonderful and healing. So I rode my bike every day and spent long hours lying in the fields, looking up at the sky and the clouds. I took summer into every cell of my body, and I haven't had a summer like this once since I was a kid. It seemed to go on forever. Monica had changed her relationship to time, stopping the clock and bringing her cells into the present. Many of us need to take the time to take summer off into every cell of our bodies. It has been 6 years since Monica has had any evidence of cancer, though she eventually decided not to have chemotherapy or further surgery to try and eliminate the remaining tumor cells. She has remained cancer-free. Now, I don't know if anybody else resonates to that story, but that story I can relate to myself. I am the same. I go on and on about all the things that I need to do. And really, when I'm doing my journaling, what I was talking about earlier, I literally pinpoint what it is that I need to focus on today or the day of my journal. There is a never-ending list to do, and I have to actually start managing my time. So I have to remind myself to take time off. I have to remind myself to go in and do the things that I enjoy and who I want to enjoy doing them with. I talk about that in my intro. And, you know, I've just literally taught myself how to be grateful for the things that I have. Sometimes we're looking so much into the future of all the things that we want, we forget what we have right in front of us. So it has been a very good learning curve for me. So I could certainly relate to that. If I still have time at the end of the show, there is one other story in here, a little bit longer, but again, it just talks about specifically about the emotions that we are dealing with when we're dealing with cancer and how we can clear it. So sometimes just changing our thinking, frame of mind can actually do that. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to share some other things as well, because even in holistic health, there are things that we can use to really enhance our immune system. I had the owner of a company called Purica on my radio show here on Voice America on May the 10th, and we were talking about medicinal mushrooms. They have an amazing website. I encourage anybody to check it out. It's Purica, P-U-R-I-C-A.com. It's really teaching people about how to use mushrooms. So wild mushrooms that are growing out in nature, and they pick them, you know, they very specifically know what to pick, and they actually grind them down and they put them into a capsule form so that you can take them as a food supplement. Again, I still believe anything from nature is its strongest force that you can use to enhance your immune system. With mushrooms, we talked about this on the radio show that day. Mushrooms come from death. So in other words, when you see the trees, you see mushrooms growing near trees. They don't grow near water. They only grow under trees. And they actually germinate from the debris of the leaves and the grass and everything that's died. So the nutrients go into the soil. And then the spores, the mushroom spores grow. They start to grow and they grow into mushrooms. So it's literally life from death. So just in that component alone, if you're to understand the food and the energy behind it, is that this is an immune-boosting food. So in other words, you can gain life back when you're near death. You can gain strength when you're weak. That's just all it is. It's just understanding that. So very, very fascinating work. We talked about it in detail on that radio show. But they have a product called Immune 7, and Immune 7 includes a shiitake mushroom, and I'm sure a lot of you have heard about shiitake mushrooms. So it's being used in a lot of studies in Japan. This article was written on July 20th. It's on their website of 2012. It says, shiitake mushrooms and their use as an IV cancer drug in Japan relates to the AHCC and how it works, and I'll explain what that is. It says, shiitake mushrooms are the second most commonly only cultivated edible mushrooms in the world. Native to Asia, they are also called black forest mushrooms, and they have many, many other names. Medicinal use of shiitake mushrooms date back as far as 100 AD in China. Today, shiitake mushrooms are extremely popular in the West as both a specialty food product and a dietary supplement. Since the 1960s, studies have been undertaken on the health benefits of shiitake, particularly those that relate to cancer. It has been licensed by the Japanese FDA as the leading prescription for cancer treatments, and its extracts are used in a wide variety of herbal remedies. In particular, two compounds extracted from the mushroom are of significant benefit to cancer patients. It's called lentinin. It's a beta-glucan, also found in other mushrooms, baker's yeast, and some other foods, which also may prevent the increase of the chromosomal damage induced by anti-cancer drugs, and HCC, which means activated hexose-containing compound. So we're just going to call it AHCC, which is also said to assist with the side effects of cancer treatments as well as inhibiting the tumor activity. So what that means is if you are in traditional treatment, you can still take shiitake mushrooms. It's going to help to stop the growth, but it's also going to aid your body in the treatment. Okay, so your body's not getting a major reaction from having the cancer treatments. Okay, so it is produced from the mycelia of shiitake, and it was originally designed to lower high blood pressure. In 1992, however, researchers published results indicating that this HCC highly beneficial influence on the immune system. It is the world's most researched specialty immune supplement with over 80 support research studies. Today, it is used in over 700 Japanese clinics and hospitals alone. Okay, so I'm encouraging everybody, especially in North America, this product can be shipped to you. So it's an amazing product. I can't talk today. It is raw, it is vegan, and it is organic, and they are in vegetarian capsules. Okay, so excellent, excellent information for you to check out on their website. I encourage you just to go and read about it. It's all about education. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take after that. We'll see what we can squeeze in. Yes. Okay. So actually, this is the end of my show. So it's not a break. I want to encourage everybody to connect with me. If you feel like you want to be in my 28-day program, send me an email. Let me know what you learned, any aha moments, anything else you might want to learn. Send me an email through voiceamerica.com and Health and Wellness Channel, and your name will be put into a big lucky bowl, and I will draw a name at the end of the month to see who will be in next month. So I'm encouraging you to listen up again next week and take another hour to sit back and relax and enjoy me, Tamron, on Let's Figure It Out Live.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out. Please join Tamron again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's figure it out together again.